So you've been given the name and number of somebody as a referral. What do you do? Well, before we actually pick the phone up and make the call, we need to think about two things. First thing we need to think about is what's the objective of the phone call? What is the part of the pipeline that we're going to invite them to? For myself, a one-to-one is always preferable, face-to-face if possible, but if they are too far away, then an online one would do. If I am completely pressed for time and I don't have time for any one-to-ones and they live a long way away, then I may well send them a Your Future web link. But definitely a one-to-one is the preference for me, especially with a referral. And once I've thought about the next stage, I'm also going to refer to my notes, the notes that I took when I actually received this referral from a contact. And when I receive the referral from a contact, I'm going to have asked, what's the person like? What's their character like? What's their personality like? Give me a bit of a profile, and they will have given me some of their plus points. They'll have given me an age profile, whether they're outgoing, whether they're reserved, what kind of character they are. And so I'll look at my notes, remind myself of this, also maybe remind myself of their circumstances, their age, whether they've been made redundant or they've got young kids or anything like that. What they do for a living at the moment, those kinds of things. So I'll pick the phone up and I'll say, hello, Anna. My name's Andy, Andy Waring. You don't know me, but we've got Sam in common. I was talking to Sam the other day and saying we were looking for some quality new people to join us, and I told him that the kind of people we were looking for were, and then I would list some of the qualities that Sam had said this person had got. And people who are outgoing, good with people, and maybe looking for a change in direction, a career change. And Sam suggested I give you a call. So I hope you don't mind me calling. But I thought from what Sam said about you, it'd be worth us having a chat. And so I could tell you what it is we do and what the opportunities are with us. Are you free for a quick chat at the moment? And they'll say, yeah, or no, and I say, great, great. Tell me, Sam. Tell me, Anna. Sam wasn't quite clear. What is it you're actually doing at the moment? So I'd be starting a forming conversation, but with the occupation part. And we'd have a little conversation, a little forming conversation, and I would then say, that's really, really interesting. I'd so love to show you what we do. It's a very unusual company. We get very unusual results. The way we work offers people, and then you would be obviously feeding back to them what you'd got out of the forming conversation. And so, what I'd love to do, it's really a visual thing. So, ideally, meet up for a cup of coffee and I can show you all about our business, what our product lines are, and the way we work with people, the structure of the business, those kinds of things. I'm actually in your neck of the woods tomorrow. Are you free? And it would be a simple, straightforward conversation like that. It's just the hook to begin with, then gets you in a forming conversation. Because it's somebody you don't know that well, we don't start with the F family part, we start with the O occupation part. But then that will segue into talking about family, if that's appropriate. If they've got young kids and that's a priority for them, then that will be appropriate and that's something we need to talk about. It's probably the easiest phone call you'll ever make in networking, because the fact that you've been given their name and number by somebody they know, you have this person in common, they include you at the same level of relationship with that person. So if they're a friend, they treat you like a friend, and so they're open and to discussing things with you. Do ask for referrals. As soon as you've got the referral, do follow them up, and you'll find you can really generate some cracking prospects as a result of that.